Chapter 17. Going Back. Aunt Sally and Uncle Silas were still fretting at breakfast. They both sat at the table, not saying a word. Then Aunt Sally looked out toward the window. "Sid!" she cried. I looked up, and sure enough, it was Tom. He was being carried on a mattress by a group of men. The old doctor was walking right beside him, and so was Jim with his hands tied behind his back. Aunt Sally ran outside. "Sid! Oh no, he's dead!" But then Tom stirred a little and she yelled again, "He's alive, thank goodness!" The doctor and Uncle Silas followed as they brought Tom into the house, but I stayed behind to see what they were going to do with Jim. Those men pushed and shoved and bullied him all the way to the hut. They filled in the hole we'd dug. I was about ready to cry. We'd done all that rescuing for nothing. I went back in to check on Tom. He was half asleep, but he kept muttering a lot of gibberish. When Aunt Sally put a cool rag to his head, he opened his eyes and smiled. "It worked," he said. "What worked?" Aunt Sally asked him. "Our plan." Then he looked at me. "Didn't you tell Auntie the whole thing?" Before I could answer, she said, "What whole thing?" Her eyes narrowed. "About how we set Jim free." Aunt Sally shook her head. "No, Sid, he was caught. They took him back to the hut." Tom sat up, looking grave. "But you don't have any right locking him up. He's a free man." "Now you just get some rest, Sid," Aunt Sally said. "You need to clear your head." "No," Tom said. "I'm telling the truth. Old Miss Watson died 2 months ago, and she put in her will that she was setting him free." Aunt Sally looked puzzled. "Then why on earth would you help him escape if he was already free?"
"That's a good question," said another woman who'd stepped into the room.
I knew I was in trouble now. It was Tom's Aunt Polly. I ditched under the bed as quick as I could. Aunt Sally jumped up and gave her a hug.
"I didn't know you were coming."
Aunt Polly hugged her back, then said, "Mercy, Tom, you are always getting yourself in a scrape."
"What?"
Aunt Sally said, scratching her head.
"That ain't Tom, that's Sid."
Aunt Polly laughed. "I've raised that boy since he was a baby. That's Tom Sawyer."
"But Tom was right here a minute ago. Where'd Tom go?"
Aunt Polly looked over her spectacles and tapped her foot.
"You mean, where did Huck Finn go?
Come out, Huck."
I knew I was caught, so I slithered out from under the bed. Aunt Sally looked so mixed up her eyes were bobbing. Tom and I told her the truth about what happened. Then Aunt Polly said,
"Tom was right about Jim. Miss Watson did set him free."
Aunt Sally turned to us.
"So you went through all that trouble to sneak away a slave that was already free?"
Tom shrugged.
"It was an adventure."
"We had Jim out of those chains in no time, and when Aunt Polly, Uncle Silas, and Aunt Sally found out how well he'd helped the doctor nurse Tom, they made a big fuss over him. They served him a plate full of food and gave him $40 as a reward. After a few days, Tom and Jim and I talked about leaving.
I need to collect some of my money from Judge Thatcher," Tom said.
I felt tingle as my blood ran cold.
"The money? I can't go back, Tom. I bet Pap has already taken all my money. No telling what he'll do it to me."
"You don't have to worry about him," Jim said. "He won't bother you ever again."
"How do you know that?"
I asked him.
Jim hung his head a little.
"Remember that house that was caught up on the river? Remember the dead man inside? I covered his face so you couldn't see, Huck. It was your pappy that was lying there. He likely got into trouble for cheating at poker."
I probably should have been sad, but I wasn't. I could go back now without any worries at all. So there. That's all I have to write about. And I'm rotten glad, too. Writing a book isn't all that easy. And besides, I need to get away quick. Aunt Sally's talking about adopting me, and I don't think I could stand to be civilized again. I've been there before.